Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Oh, this verse is one of multiple verses in Jeremiah 31 that are absolutely glorious. This chapter promises a new covenant to come that would be fulfilled in Jesus, who would make a way for us all to know God. So see the picture here. Hear this. Wherever you are sitting, walking, riding a bike, whatever you're doing right now, just let this soak in. You, right where you're sitting, riding that car, riding that bike, whatever you're doing, you right now have the privilege of knowing God. Like knowing God. This isn't just for the religious elite. This isn't just for the pastor. This isn't just for the theologian or the scholar. This isn't just for, the Bible says from the least of them to the greatest, from the worst sinner, from the least likely to know God. You, right where you are right now, you have the privilege of knowing God through Jesus. Like knowing God, just think about that. Have a relationship with God. Like when you talk about a friend you know, we're talking about God whom we know. And the way this is even possible is because he forgives all of our iniquity. And listen to this phrase, I will remember their sin no more. Let that soak in. I will remember their sin no more. And this is God talking, the omniscient God of the universe. He knows everything. He knows all things. And yet he chooses to not think about at all, not to bring to his recollection at all, not to acknowledge your sin. You think about all your sin. I think about all my sin. And just to think that right now, God says, I'm not even bringing that to my recollection. Yes, it's not like God has amnesia, that he can't remember things I've done. Like he has the capacity. He knows all things, but he chooses to count none of my sin against me, against you. Just let that soak in. You know God, and he doesn't acknowledge, doesn't remember your sin anymore. Oh God, this is too awesome to even imagine. And yet it is right here in your word. And so we believe it. Oh, we believe this. And we praise you for this reality. We praise you for the privilege of knowing you. God, I pray that you would help me in my life and every single person who's listening to this right now to experience the fullness of knowing you. God, not to be casual with this reality, to be overwhelmed by this reality. And God, what grace that you remember our sin no more. This is how we can know you, because you choose not to count any of our sin against us, not even to bring it up. Oh God, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you for paying the price for our sin, for making this possible. So God, I pray in my own life and I pray in others' lives, God, help us not to live in slavery to past sin in our lives, just always thinking just like the devil wants us to think. He's the accuser of the brethren, who wants us to be beat up over past sin. Yes, oh God, help us to learn from past sin and the hurt that it causes in our own lives and others' lives, and to hate it and to want to run from it. But God, help us to realize you don't count it against us. You don't count it against us. We have a relationship with you where we can know you, and you don't count our sins against us because those sins have been covered by the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we praise you for Jeremiah 31:34 and its reality in our life right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.